Recorded Books presents Your Sexual Health, A Guide to Understanding, Loving, and Caring for Your Body. Written by Kate White, MD. Narrated by Mia Barron. Introduction. Growing up, my body below my waist was a mystery. I went to Catholic school until I was 12. And my public schools weren't much better at teaching me the things I needed to know about sexual health. I didn't know what vaginal discharge was, so was horrified to see wetness on my underwear at age 14 and worried I was peeing myself. My well-meaning mother told me in college that oral sex was perverted. It wasn't until medical school that I finally learned the basics, and then some, about my reproductive health. You shouldn't have to go to medical school to learn the fundamentals about your body. But where else can you get sexual health knowledge? The internet is a mixed bag of the good, the bad, and the intentionally misleading. Unlike your doctor, your search engine isn't board certified to practice medicine. If you're turning to your siblings and friends for insights, they usually don't have access to information that's any better than you can find, despite how confidently they may give you advice. Even savvy, smart people have been confused by misinformation or conflicting recommendations. Maybe you know the basics but want more details about how your private parts work and how best to use them. You can find yourself lost trying to get the knowledge you need to make the best choices about your health. It's tough to find good information about sex toys because they make some people blush or giggle, or about how birth control affects your periods, because the glossy pamphlets you get in the doctor's office are a sales pitch, or about abortion because it's so politically charged. And you'll rarely see a doctor's office brochure about anal sex. That's why I wrote this book. Your Sexual Health is full of the critical knowledge and secrets I've learned from being an obstetrician-gynecologist and a health writer for more than 20 years. This book offers answers to the questions patients and reporters have asked me repeatedly, and the questions you've maybe been too embarrassed to ask. The information in this book will help you make solid decisions, feel less anxious, and control your reproductive destiny. Consider this book your crash course in better sexual health. Note, this book is intended for people with a vagina of any identity or orientation. Gendered language and references to hetero or lesbian women reflect the limitations of published research that hasn't caught up to the times. Part 1. Gyno Health, The Land Down Under. 1. You may be calling your parts by the wrong names. 2. Your labia are normal, no matter how long or short they are. 3. Your vagina should smell and taste like a vagina. 4. Protect your parts, not your panties. 5. Douching your discharge is dangerous. 6. All that itches isn't yeast. 7. Waxing won't give you herpes, but your skin may look like it does. 8. Never go back to front. 9. Treat your vulva like the Hope Diamond. 10. Almost everyone gets HPV at some point. 11. You don't need a yearly pap, but an annual visit is a good idea. 12. An abnormal pap doesn't mean you have cancer. 13. We don't care if you've shaved. 14. If you don't feel comfortable talking to your gyno, find another one. 15. We want to hear about your sex life. 1. You may be calling your parts by the wrong names. You'll hear the word vagina used to refer to the genitals of a person assigned female at birth. The vagina is an amazing organ. It can stretch to accommodate nearly anything that's put inside it, and almost any baby on its way out. But the vagina is inside the body. The only way you can see the vagina is with a speculum and a hand mirror. The part of the anatomy you can easily see is the vulva. Your vulva begins at the clitoris and the skin, hood, covering it. Packed with nerve endings, this is the most sensitive spot on your body, and the only human organ dedicated purely to pleasure. The vulva then extends down to your perineum. the skin and muscle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?